Max Shannon Porkchop and Midland on the phone.
Oh, we haven't talked to you guys since you taped the music video up in Phoenix.
Yeah, that was crazy, man. I gotta say, what's up? Tucson's my hometown.
Oh yeah,
that's right.
South Point, University of Arizona. So it's an honor to get to be on Kim FM with y'all.
Hey, Mark.
Well, we love you guys.
Yep.
And the crazy outfits on the on the CD or album cover, whatever we call it. I love them. You guys are going old school.
Yeah. That was standard practice back in the day. Arizona great Marty Robbins.
Yep.
Those Porter Wagner, you know, was synonymous with those suits. Buck Owens. Hell, even Merle Haggard and the boys wore those, so. That's just a little razzle-dazzle, tip of the hat to a lot of our heroes.
Well, it definitely makes you guys stand out visually, but it's the music that's really getting it done for y'all. Drinking Problem, of course, is first, and now we're very excited to get some more music with the new material.
Yeah, we got a full-length album coming out September 22nd, which is really exciting for us. It's been a lifelong dream to release music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The fact that our first single is doing what it's doing and in the running for a number one right now.
Crazy.
Despite, you know, what people told us getting into this, which is, you know, your sound is not going to get played on radio.
It's what?
Too far. Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of trepidation by people who I won't name, but you know what? It's the support of people that I will name, like our management, Jason Owen, Matt Graham, and our record label in Scott Borchetta and Allison Jones, and more importantly, our radio team that really just told us, you know, guys, just put your head down and work hard. And you believe in your music. We believe in your music. Let's just do it and give it our best shot. And here we are. We're talking about our music on you know, a major radio station.
Love it.
All over the place.
You guys got to write with some amazing people on the album. Red Akins, Shane McAnally, and just talk a little bit about that and what that meant to you guys.
Josh Osborne, yeah. John Singleton, David Lee, Murphy. I mean, every time it's a celebration of all of our favorite music. It always starts with these conversations, us kind of going back and talking about certain songs that meant a certain thing to you at a certain point in your life, and everybody has kind of these different stories. And these guys that we've been writing with and that we wrote with on the album, there's clearly an amazing chemistry when we all get in a room together, and it's just a lot of fun, man. It's always a blast, and I think that's what's going to come across and on this album, On the Rocks, is that, you know, it's a celebration of country music, and it's a celebration of all of our heroes and our influences, but it's told in our own way and through, you know, and through the work that we've done in finding what that Midland sound is. So,
Cameron, I want to ask you about the video process. Clearly, it's more than the music for you, because you're able to reach outside and get the visual aspects and capture that. Has that always been a thing for you, or when did this start to develop for you?
Yeah, music and movies. You know, that's always been my two passions growing up, and I was fortunate enough to be able to, you know, those are my hobbies. Some kids were out there, you know, building Erector sets. Some kids were out there, you know, throwing 50-yard touchdowns. I was out there playing music as a youngster, and also I had access to a camera, so I was making movies. So always did them at the same time.
So what was the first? What was your first movie?
I convinced my dad to give me what little money he was going to invest in my college tuition, and instead fund my first feature-length documentary, which I did when I was 20 years old.
Oh, wow.
It's called John Henry. I did a little sports documentary on him.
Oh, very cool.
Back on it. No, I'm surprised my dad gave
Jess
me
Jess and I have not seen it yet. Have you seen it, Jess?
No.
Yeah. You haven't? I think you guys need to post it online so we can all see it.
You can find it. Go to John Henry Steel Driving Racehorse. It's on Facebook, I swear. It's still up there.
Oh, perfect.
That's awesome.
We're going to check it out.
I'm going to buy a copy. I want to see it.
I scored the whole movie myself, too.
Mark, Cameron, and Jess Midland, we are so excited for On the Rocks and you guys and your success. And for you always talking to us, we really appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Hey.
Got it, y'all. I want to give a shout out real quick to all our friends and family down in Sonoyta, Arizona, where I grew up, down in the stakeout, and Andy Hersey and Tim O'Connor and all the boys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And hi to your parents.
Big Labor Day rodeo weekend coming up, Mark. Right. You need to come back home.
Man, I'm going to try.
All right. Thanks for the time, fellas.
Take it easy, y'all.
Thanks. Bye.